We're doing Tehillim. We had begun the first verse. King David begins the book of Tehillim about the praise of a person is that he does not go with the advice of the wicked. He does not take their counsel. Uvedel chatim lo amad, nor does he stand in the way of sinners. Uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav, nor does he sit with jokers. And King David is describing the evolvement of sin. It begins with he's just talking with them, they're thinking together, and then he ends up standing around with them in their ways, and he watches how they act, and ultimately becomes a member of their club. But rather, how should a person go? Kim b'torat Adonai chifzo. A person's desire has to be God's Torah. And the key here is, firstly, where is our desire? Where do you want to be? Where are you focused? Where are you striving to be? Kim b'torat Hashem chetzo. It is in God's Torah that is his desire. U'b'torato yegei yomam v'layla. And then his thoughts are focused on Torah day and night. So whenever he has a free minute, he grabs a sefer, he learns something. A guy could be working, and yet his focus is on the Torah. Take a guy who just got engaged. Every minute he's thinking about the girl. Every minute, every time he has a free minute, you ask him, where are you? Ah, my thoughts are there. That's the nature of love. Infatuation. Well, that's the way it should be with Torah. Every free minute, a person's thoughts should be wandering back there. And the Pasuk points out an interesting point. When you begin learning Torah, it is Torat Hashem. It is God's Torah you're learning. But once you invest in it, the Pasuk refers to it as Torato, your own personal Torah. One acquires a portion in the Torah, and then it becomes his.